on the move. Long live our mama, our mother nature, and long live the revolution necessary to protect our mama. I want to start what I have to say with a quote from MOVE's founder, John Africa. This was written many, many years ago, but I feel that it's very, very appropriate. To quote John Africa, the coordinator, quote, "Air is the necessity of God. Pollution is the accessory of civilization, because industry is an excess of life, an addition to God's law that has caused all disorders, murder, rape, theft, slavery, war, guns, bombs, cripples, industry. Industry has caused heart disorder, head disorders, lung disorder, teeth disorder. It has caused wives to have disorders from husbands, husbands to have disorders from their jobs, and children to have disorders from their mothers, their fathers, and their jobs. Industry have caused the disorder of smoking, the disorder of drinking, the disorder of pills, and the problems that come after. Industry has caused birth problems, death problems, and all of the billions of problems in between. Industry have twisted people around so bad that people will compromise air for air pollution, water for water pollution, soil for soil pollution, for a paycheck from industry, causing people to put a priority on pollution for the sake of money and forsake the health that God intended. For pollution in the air is industry, and industry is money. Pollution in the water is billions of dollars in business. Pollution of the soil is accepted as a so-called way of life. Any system that sells the air, barters the water, puts a monetary price on soil, markets the health, the worth, the freedom of the entire universe for a goddamning dollar is to be exposed, condemned, cut down for good, cut down for the good of life, the good of love, the good of freedom, the necessity of health, cut down for the good of God, the law of air, the law of soil, the law of water. Industry has not only poisoned the source of life, it has created another multi-billion dollar industry to so-called clean it up. All them chemicals they put in the water to so-called purify it is a result of the same industry that poisoned the water, so that they not only make multi-billions for poisoning the water, but more multi-billions for so-called cleaning the water up." End quote, John Africa. Now, I want people to really understand what's being said here, because industry, you know, that has taken over our lives is not something that is innocent at all. And it's not just, you know, restricted to what they do to the air and the water. It affects us in all kinds of ways. Like John Africa is saying, it caused mothers to have disorders from their children, from their husband, a husband to have disorders from their jobs. And what John Africa means by that is that industry have created a situation where they have put money between us and our needs of food, you know, of shelter, you know, just surviving. Mama didn't put money between us and food. Industry did. And we should be outraged about it, because it is that concept that causes, you know, husbands and wives to have conflict, to cause children to have conflict with their parents. I mean, it is so far-reaching that it is unbelievable. But now, a question has been asked over and over and over and over again, you know, at different venues I've gone to, different places I've spoken around the world. And that question is, what can we do? You know, how can we stop this monster called industry from just raping, robbing, murdering our mama, you know, the earth. And while there are many categories of what industry is doing, there is but one solution, and that is us. You see, it appears that industrialists, that these handful of people that literally run the world have all this power. It appears that the President of the United States has all this power, but it's a trick, because the power is in us. Because it doesn't matter what they say, what kind of plans they make, it all rests in us, in the people. You see, Obama can declare war this minute, but he's not talking about going to some foreign country and duking it out or shooting it out with somebody. He will declare war and rely on us, our sisters, brothers, husbands, fathers, you know, mothers, daughters, to go and fight that war for him. But what happens to a war that's declared by a president and nobody comes? There would be no war, you see. So while they pretend that they have the power, they don't. We, the people, have the power. We just have to realize that and use that power for our own protection. Because you see, people are tricked and duped into putting a uniform on and picking up a gun and going to another country and killing, fighting, killing, maiming, you know, for America. But if it's right to defend yourself, to go to another country and, you know, defend America against whatever America tells you you're defending against, why isn't it just as proper and right and acceptable to protect yourself and your family? But you see, this government have duped people into thinking that when you fight for government, that's right, that's acceptable. But if you fight for yourself, if you fight for life, for living beings, for the air, the water, the soil, animals, you know, people that are terrorized by government, well, then you're wrong. You're a criminal. You're a terrorist. But they cannot explain that. They cannot substantiate it, and we should never accept it. I'm not telling people to pick up a gun and go out and shoot somebody. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I'm saying is the real revolution is right here. It's how you think. Because when you think strong, you are strong. When you think right, you are right. And it's this principle given to MOVE by John Africa, MOVE's founder, that keeps MOVE going despite all that this system have come at us with. You see, we truly believe in freedom. It's not just words to us. We truly believe in justice. We truly believe in the principle of equality. It's not just words to us. When we say we believe in the principle of equality, we mean we believe that it is just as unacceptable to kidnap a tiger from the jungles of India, put it in a cage, take the tiger across the water, separate it from its mate and its babies, put it in something called a circus, and call it entertainment. We believe that is just as wrong as it was to take Africans, kidnap Africans from Africa, separate the African from its mate, its babies, put it, you know, on a ship, travel across the waters, and have that African enslaved to labor for somebody else's profit. It is all exploitation. Just like we believe, just like we believe that we should be free, we believe that the air, should be free of pollution, that the water should be free of pollution, that the soil should be free of toxic waste. You know, it is all the same principle. John Africa brought people together from all different races, religions, socioeconomic backgrounds, all kinds of various beliefs, and made us a family by giving us one common belief. And that belief is in life, in our mama, Mother Nature, the force that moves the air, that moves the water, that keeps the sunshine, you know? That force that keeps the heart beating in your chest, the force that lays you down to sleep and wakes you up in the morning, the force that pushes you through the instinct of thirst to water to keep you alive, that pushes you to food through the instinct of hunger. All of that is coordinated. It's not some accident or coincidence. It is all coordinated by our mama. And when you understand that we don't coordinate any of that, that we don't control those things despite how we try with diet pills or, you know, going to sleep when we feel like we want to and waking up when we feel like we want to. Yeah, we can do that sometimes, go to bed a certain time and set your alarm clock. But if mama doesn't want you to go to sleep at that point, you ain't going to sleep. And if she don't want you to wake up at a certain time despite that alarm clock, you ain't waking up. You got long-distance truck drivers that take all kinds of pills to stay up so they can finish their run. But you also have a whole lot of truck drivers having accidents because despite those pills, mama puts them to sleep. They go to sleep regardless of those pills. So the point is, we should not fight mama, resist mama. We should move in harmony with her. That was humans' first mistake, trying to redo what mama has already done. You know, move people are taught to respect life, all of life, you know, whatever form that life comes in. It all comes from one source. There is no inequality. When you understand that human life, animal life, the air, the water, the soil, all comes from one source, from our mama, then there are no levels. You know, there is no prejudice because you understand that it's all the same, it's all important, you know, all necessary in the scheme of life. And to mess with any part of it is to throw the whole thing out of whack. It is no mystery why we have more cancer, you know, emphysema, you know, all these, asthma, you know, all these diseases today that, you know, didn't exist like this 25, 50 years ago.
You are listening to Ramona Africa of the MOVE organization. She spoke at the Public Interest Environmental Law Conference last week at the University of Oregon.
When you mess with the source of life, there are going to be repercussions. It's not a mystery, you know? And again, I say that the solution is us. We have to make the hard decisions. Yes, we want certain conveniences, feel like we can't live without certain things and that, you know, certain technology or whatever is innocent and why can't we have this? You know, there's nothing wrong with having that. Well, we got to make the hard decisions because if you want clean air, if you want pure water, if you want healthy food grown from strong, healthy soil, well, then you have to maintain and sustain those things. And in order to do that, you are going to have to make decisions about what you will endorse and promote and what you feel like you can do without. The MOVE organization has been called a back to nature group. Well, That's not really accurate, because if any of us ever really left nature, there would be nothing to come back to because you wouldn't be here, you know? So we have never left nature. Mama has been very, very generous and understanding with us and allowed us a lot. But, I mean, it can't go on forever. Cannot go on forever. And when you talk about the revolution necessary to protect ourselves and to protect Mama, which is protecting us, we cannot afford to allow our enemy to convince us that we're criminal for doing that, that we are terrorists for doing that. I mean, there was a situation where some people released like two or three wolves from a laboratory, you know, took care of them, gave them back their freedom. And they were called terrorists. And I'm saying, how can you label somebody that promotes the principle of freedom a terrorist while endorsing and looking up to a person who will experiment, stick needles in animals' eyes, place metal balls up against their head to measure trauma, sew their eyelids together to measure sensory deprivation? You don't call that person a terrorist? You know, we have to learn to take back our lives, to think for ourselves. You know, we know what's right. We know what's right. And it is past time that we compromise what's right. We just cannot afford to do that anymore. We've got to stop it. And we have to take strong stands in defense of ourselves with the understanding that we're not doing this for somebody or something else. This should be very personal to us, as personal as the breath of life that you're breathing this instant. This instant. You know, it is that urgent. You know, I mean, we have so much information about strip mining, about what's done to the air, the water, you know, how bad it's getting. I mean, 30 years ago, if somebody told you you'd be buying water in a bottle because you can't drink it out your tap, people would have thought that was insane. Oh, come on now, please, be for real. Why would I buy a bottle of water? But we're doing it. And you would think it was crazy if somebody told you 25 years from now you'd be buying canned air and carrying it around on your back. But people thought the same thing about water, didn't they? Things are not getting better. They are getting worse. And if we say we love ourselves, that we love our families, our mates, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, then it is not a matter of choice. It is an obligation, It is a necessity to do what is necessary now to start turning things around, to start being protective of ourselves and our families. And by being protective of ourselves and our families, it means being protective of our mama, our mother, that gives us life and sustains our life. It is just that simple. There is nothing complicated about it. We have to look at our priorities and determine what is important to us. MOVE has made that decision. For close to 40 years now, we have been battling and been at war with those running this system. And it was not, you know, over initially, it was not over police brutality. It was not over political prisoners. The MOVE organization started out demonstrating against the Philadelphia Zoo, against the circus, Barnum and Bailey Circus, against Ferriers, against DuPont Chemical, Dow Chemical. We went to the reservoir in Philadelphia and demonstrated, you know, against the poisoning of our water. These were the demonstrations that led to the first MOVE arrest, which put us in the legal system and then caused us to have to demonstrate against police stations, judges at their homes, cops at their homes. I mean, things escalated from there. But our belief is life, and our first demonstrations in support of that was at the circus, at DuPont Chemical. You know, a lot of people don't know that, but our belief is life, and that is what is important to MOVE. That is our priority, and it should be every single one of our priorities, because unless you can tell me something, anything, that's more important than life, more important than the breath you're breathing this instant, the water that you must have despite how much wine or champagne you can afford, you still got to have water, you know? Tell me something that is more important than that, that would cause anybody to compromise the air, the water, for something. For what, a diamond? For $1 million? You can't breathe $1 million. When the richest man in the world suffers a heart attack, he ain't screaming for a tank of dollar bills, he's screaming for some air, you know? And at that point, his instincts is telling him clearly what's important. So again, I say, make the decision, you know, determine what is seriously important to us, what is our priority, and don't let anything or anybody deter us from protecting what is important to us. Anybody that tells us that we're wrong, we're criminal for protecting, you know, life on whatever level, then that's the person that's a threat. That's the person that's crazy and needs to be confronted. You know, a person who cannot substantiate their position. So get on the MOVE, stay on the MOVE, you know, be firm and serious about our defense of life, of what is necessary, and don't ever back up. If I can do it, if I can go through what I've been through and still stay strong, still keep fighting, then anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. You just have to understand how important it is and make up your mind that that's what you want to do. Because anything we make up our minds to do, we do it. We do it. So please listen to what I'm saying here and do the work necessary to protect life. It doesn't mean that you stop doing anything else that you're involved in. It just means that you have come to the realization that life is important, the air, the water, and that we cannot afford to continue to allow our enemy to poison the source of life. I want to end with a quote from MOVE's founder, John Africa. To quote John Africa, the coordinator, quote, "What a family we are when we're true, one as single, our thinking as united as raindrops in soil. What a family we are when we're one force, a unit, a powerful force that no system can equal. For we have the power of life as our ally. My mama, our mama, the life force of MOVE. No divisional thing can ever defeat us as long as we honor the grip of the family. No matter how hopeless life's work may yet seem, the power that's needed will never betray us. In law we trust. All praises to the order of life. The presence of truth is the power of God. Long live God's power, the force we relate to, the power, the source, the life force of MOVE. Long live the rabbits, beetles, the frogs, snakes, lizards, snails, buzzards, wolves, jackal, fox, cougar, the birds in the field that without life is dead, the voice they obey when their young chirps for balance, the worm in the field that connect birds' existence, the fruits of the orchards of life they are kin to, the tree that springs pregnant with fruit for all subjects, from soil that drinks in the rain it relates to, the breezes that skip across the family of wheat fields with meaning that's gentle and smooth as united. Long live the sun that forever must shine, the oceans that rise up full force when life's threatened, the wind that distributes life's seed of existence as rivers, brooks, streams, springs of life it is linked to, the thunder that shakes free the germ of stagnation, the lightning that plucks out the weak in life's presence. Long live our mama who suckle, feeds, cuddles all subjects of life with no notion of race, no exceptions of color or creed, rank, position, no commitment to anything breeding division. We must never seek ways that are callous, divisive, the language of fraud that is incomprehensive. The force of our power is mama, the source, the force of God's law that's as mighty as thunder. Mom, strong as a lightning bolt, swift as the wind, stout as the ocean that beat at man's door. Mama's reaching as rain, broad as her snow, outstretched as sunshine that blankets all subjects, rich as her dirt, tough as iron earth, bold as the mountain that cuddles the valley. She is the blizzard before us, the quake at our flank, the gale at our back as we rid life of sickness. Mama's all that we need to turn round this intruder. So long as we move as one, together as one, there can be no divisions to pull us apart. End quote, John Africa. Long live John Africa. Thank you very much. On the move, long live all those who love life, love freedom enough to fight for it. Long live the Jeff Lures. Long live the Animal Liberation Front, the Earth Liberation Front, Earth First. Long live Leonard Peltier, Mumia Abu-Jamal, the Move 9. Long live the Zapatistas, the Puerto Rican Independistas. Long live all those that fight for life, fight for freedom, and will not stop. Long live the spirit of resistance. Long live revolution. Long live John Africa, and down with this rotten system. On the move.